Even the Rashi says, looked over all the psukim, we couldn't find a pasuk like this. Maybe it means a pasuk in Yoshei, in Yoshua, is a little bit different. But Kopon means there was a place where they used to feel bad about when they saw it, that place after Churban of Shiloh. It means like this, that Mokom, this was a place, Shekol Aroy Yoisai Misan Olov. Whoever would see this place would feel bad, would be Misan Olov, Alakilas Kodeshim Shiloh. That this was a place that you were able to eat Kodeshim. What do you mean you were able to eat Kodeshim? Like we're saying, by Mishkan Shiloh, they were allowed to eat the Kodeshim Kalim outside Mishkan Shiloh, any place that you could see from that place, the Mishkan Shiloh. Rabbi Avuah Omar, Omar Kodaposik says, Bein Poiris, Yosef, Bein Poiris, Ali Ayin. What does that mean to say? Ayin Shalarotus Solozoin, Flehenes Midog Hashem Shaloi, the Ayin of Yosef, that he did not want to have any enjoyment from something that does not belong to him, Tiske Vetoichal Kumolayeneho. It should be observed in its Mishkan Shiloi, which was in Yosef's Mokim, that should be Zeich in that place that you could eat, B'chol Mokim Shatatira, any place that you could see from there, you're allowed to eat the Kodeshim Kalim. Here, Rabbi Yosi Narmo says, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer, he says like this, it's a Pasuk in the Rambam that says, where it's saying, Shoich Nesner, should be willing like the ones that are living around, people that hated him. That means, Ayin Shalai Rotsa, Lehenes Midar B'Shen Shalai, means Yosef, that did not want to have enjoyment. Not have enjoyment for something that does not belong to him, is Tiske V'Teichol Bein HaShnuyim. He should be Zeicha that people should be able to eat Kodeshim Kalim, the whole Mokim that you can see Shiloh from, even though it's a Mokim that the people around him hated him. In other words, the other brothers hated Yosef. Rashi says Bein HaShnuyim means Shiloh Kodeshav Necholim after Gvul of Shah Shvatim. He could eat it even in the Gvul of other Shvatim. In Shesanu, that they hated a Yosef. Now the Gemara says, Tanu B'lon like this, that Roy Yishomru, that though we say any place that you could see Mishkan Shiloi, you're allowed to eat Kodeshim Kalim there, Roy Yekuloi, for Loi Hamastik, Beino LeBeinoi, it has to be that you could see the whole Mishkan Shiloi from where you are, and not that there's something divided between you and Mishkan Shiloi. So, Omalei Reb Shimon Ben Alikim Reb Lozer, like bring me a proof which place is called that you could see still the Mishkan Shiloh. He says Kagoin Bekanishta Demoin, like in the Shul the Mishkan the Bekanishta Demoin, from that place was a good place that you could still see the whole Mishkan Shiloh. From that Mokim you could still eat Kodeshim Kalim. On the Rav Papa says Royish Amru, that it says you have to be able to see Mishkan Shiloh Loi Roya Kuloi. Not that you have to mama see the whole thing, but it's not even if you only see a part of Mishkan Shiloh, it's also good. Now the Gemara says, Boy, Papa has a Shiloh. What's going to be Oymeid V'Roya? If you stand up from where you are, you could see the Mishkan Shiloh. But Yoshev Yeni Roy, if you'd sit down at that place, you could not see Mishkan Shiloh. Could you eat the Kodeshim Kalim there when you're sitting? My, and Boy Rav Yirmiyah, Oymeid Agabe Hanachal. For Roya, if you're standing on top of the Nachol, you would be able to see the Mishkan Shiloh. If you're standing on top of the edge of the valley, you'll be able to see it. But Petecha Nachol, if you're in the middle of the valley, V'yeinu Roya, from there you would not be able to see Mishkan Shiloh. My, what's the Lacha? Is that place good enough to eat Kodeshim Kalim or not? Take off, that's a good Shiloh. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said like this, Omar Rebbe, that Bishloshim Koimois, there are three places that the Shekhinah was shining in Klal Yisrael. The Shiloh, first one was in Mishkan Shiloh, there was a Shekhinah. The Noiv Givon, then when they came into Noiv Givon, that was the next part of the Mishnah. That after Shiloh, then they came to Noiv Givon. So there also was the Shekhinah. Ubeis Alamim, and in the Beis Hamidosh also was the Shekhinah. Now the Kulam in all these three places, Lo Shosha Ela, the Chelik Ben Yamin. The Shekhinah was only in the Chilukah of Binyamin. Shinema, the Pasuk says in the Varim, Choyfe fall of Kol Hayayim. He like hovered, he covered over it all day. Meaning to say, Kol Chafifos. Anytime the Shekhinah of Hashem comes down and covers over Klal Yisrael, Lo Yiyu Ala Bechalkash of Binyamin. Will only be the Shekhinah will only come down in the Chilukah of Binyamin. So it comes out that in Shiloh and Noivah Gibbon and the Beis Alamim, they're all in the Chilukah of Binyamin. Another one says, Kiyosi, Kiyosi Labaya. when Abaye went, he told the Sova, Omer came with Rabbi Yosef. He said the Sova in front of Rabbi Yosef. So Omer, so Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, Chad Brua Hevele Lekailo. One son your father had, Kailo. Rashi says that's the father of Abaye. Meaning to say, like, you Abaye, you're the only son to your father, Vulei Miskan, you're not finished yet. Meaning to say, what you just said is not true. That you said the Shekhinah only came down. Yamin, I will say by Mishkan Shiloh, the Pasuk says, Vayitresh as Mishkan Shiloh, Oksib, it says right away, Vayim es Piyal Yosef, that Mishkan Shiloh was in the Chelek of Yosef, not in the Chelek of Binyamin. So how come you said before the Shekhinah came down in Shiloh, which is in Chelek Binyamin, and here the Pasuk in Tehillim says, it was Piyal Yosef. It says, the Shev of Ephraim Lebok, I didn't choose Ephraim, but rather Piyal Yosef. So Omer Avada says back, no, Michael Kashley, what's so schwer? What's schwer what Abaye said over? Dilma made it like this. Shekhinah b'chelek binyamin. Enochanami, it's true what he said, that the Shekhinah Mishkan Shiloh was in chelek binyamin. But for Sanhedrin Gedolah, b'chelek Yosef. Maybe that's what the Pasuk says, Vayitish as Mishkan Shiloh, and Vayimas b'yel Yosef, mean that the Sanhedrin Gedolah was in chelek Yosef. Enochanami, Dika Shekhinah was in binyamin. But the Sanhedrin was in Chelek Yosef. Min the Matzin of the Beis Olamin, just like we find in the Beis Hamikdash. The Shekhinah Tarka B'Chelek Yosef Binyamin. But the Sanhedrin the Gedolah in the Beis Hamikdash, the Chelek Yehuda was in right outside it in Chelek Yehuda. So maybe here also, that it says by Yosef means the Sanhedrin was in Chelek Yosef. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef said back, Hochi Yashta, what's one got to do with the other? Ho, some over there, Mikal V'Nachlois Gab Yadodi. By the Beis Hamikdash, the Nachlis of Binyamin and Yehuda were right next to one another. The Shaykh to say there that the Shekhinah was in Binyamin, as in Hedjim was in Chelek, Yehuda. But Hochab by Mishkan Shiloi, me Mekarvin, where the Nachlis were the close one to another, like was Yosef near Binyamin. Shemara says now, Hochinami Mekarvin, I'll tell you here also, by Mishkan Shiloi, also was close Binyamin to Yosef. And what's the Raya? Just like Yediyama, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. He says about the Beis Hamikdash that Ritzua Haisa Yitzeh, there was a trip of land going out. Michelko Shah Yehuda, from Yehuda's Chelek, to Nechnesas Lechelko Shah Binyamin, and it went into the Chelek of Binyamin, or Boho Yemizbech Binuya, and on that little strip of land that belonged to Yehuda was where the Mizbech was built, even though the rest of the Beis Hamikdash was on the Chelek of Binyamin. And why Binyamin at Tzadik Mitzvah Levola? It bothered him no time. He wanted like swallow up that piece of land because he didn't want a chelik of the Mizbeach to be on Yehuda. He wanted the Mizbeach to be in his chelik. So at the end to you, Hochinam and the same thing over here by Mishkan Shiloh, that really was a Ritzua Hoisa Yitzes, with a strip of land going out. Michelko Shah Yosef, from the portion of Yosef, Michelko Shah Binyamin, it went a little bit strip of land of Yosef into the Chelek of Binyamin. Senechna Medika Shekhinah was in Binyamin. But Kubratz says, Mishkan by Shiloh, Yosef, it means that Sanhedrin was there. The Bible that said, that's the Pasuk says, Ta'anas Ashiloh. That Vaisois Binyamin felt dead about Mishkan Shiloh, that a little portion of his was given over by the Chelek of Shah Yosef. The other Gemara says, Kitanoi, Ateyat Samachlokis Tanoim. That one dash in the Pasuk says, Chayfa follows. By the Binyamin it says that Hashem was Chayfav Olam, so one Darshan Zem Migdash, Rishon, the base of Migdash, Rishon was in his Chelek. Kol Hayyim Zem Migdash Sheni, or Beng Sefer Shochan, Ehilu Yomai Samashiach. So according to the first man, the Yoma, where was the Shekhinah by Binyamin? Only by the base of Migdash, but not before, not by Shiloh, not by Neve Givoin. However, Rebbe Yom, Rebbe Darshan, Chayfav Olam Zer Elam Azer, Mashma, any place in this world, whenever the Shekhinah came down, it always came down B'makim Binyamin. So that will be like the Braisa before, that even the Mishkan Shiloh and Leiv Givoin, also the Shekhinah was in by Binyamin. Then the Pasuk says, Kol Ayoyim, Elu goes on Yemais HaMashiach. Obeying Sefer Shochein, Hezeh Olam Abo, even the Olam Abo also, the Shekhinah mainly will be in Chelkoi Shel Binyamin. Tell the Rabbi, what about this now? Yemei Oyel Moyit Shere Midbar, how long was the Mishkan up in the Midbar? Aboyim Shona Chosrachas. That it was only up 39 years. Like the first year they were there, Moshe was building the Mishkan, and the second year they put it up. So it was up for 39 years. Yemei Oyel Moyit Shere Gilgul, Then we said after the Midbar they came into Gilgal. How long was the Mishkan there in Gilgal? Was the Oyel Moed in Gilgal? Arba Esrei, 14 years Zayin Shekivshu, the 14 years are made up. 7 years when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. The Zayin Shechukul, then another 7 years when they divided up Eretz Yisrael. Yimei Oyel Moed Shebenoiva V'givayim, like after Gilgal, then they came to Noiva Givayim. Well, not really, the Mishkan says they came to Shiloh first, but I'll call upon them, how long was the Mishkan up in Noiva Givayim? It was Chamishim V'sheva. It was 57 years in Noiva Givayim. If so, Nishtayir L'Shiloi, how much is left over to be for Mishkan Shiloi? Gimel Neyus, 300. V'Shivim Chosarachas, 369 years was the length of the Mishkan in Shiloi. The Rashi says this is the Cheshbin of Me'arba Neyus U'Shmeinim, 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim was the Binyan Habayis. So again, 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim was the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So to keep the Cheshbin from the Yetzias Mitzrayim until the Beis Hamikdash, it comes out that Mishkan Shiloi was 369 years. That would explain. Yemei Oyum Mayuchev Midbar Aboyim Chosarachas. Minolam. How do we know that the Mishkan in the Midbar was only 39 years? Because the Yom HaMar, we learned that Shona Rishona also Moshe is a Mishkan. The first year in the Midbar, Moshe was building, making the Mishkan. Shneir, the second year already, Hukama Mishkan. And we know they were there for 40 years. The kids of the Mishkan was up in the Midbar for 39 years. Then Vesholach Moshe Meraglim Sheva Gilgal. Then Moshe sent Meraglim to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now Sheva Gilgal. When they went over to Eva Yadin in Gilgal, how long was the Mishkan there? Arba Esrei, 14. Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechukul. So the Gemara, we know, and how do we know this? It was 7 and 7. So the Gemara says, Bikoma Kolev, because it says by Kolev. The Kolev says, Ben Aboim Shana Noichi v'Sheluach Moshe v'Hashem Moisi Mikodesh Paneya L'Ragel Esoretz. That Kolev was 40 years old when Moshe sent him to spy out Eretz Yisrael. And the Pesuk says, the Kolev said, V'oshiv oisoi, dover asherim levavi, I'll answer him back and tell him the way I feel, the real truth. So Kolev went to spy when he was 40 years old. And that was the second year they were in the Midbar. The Chassid, it says, V'yatu now, when they were started to divide up Eretz Yisrael, after capturing it, he said, V'yatu now, hini anoche yoim, ben chomesh u'shmonim shana, I'm 85 years old. If so, ki over liyaden. So Bakam, when he went over the Yadin, how old was he? Heavy bar, shivin v'timnei. He was 78 years old. Okam, he says now, when he started to divide up Eretz Yisrael, ben chomesh u'shmonim shana, it was 7 years later, he was 85. Harei sheva shekovshu. So it comes out after 7 years that they spent capturing, fighting to capture Eretz Yisrael. At that time, Kolev was 85 years old. Now the Gemara is, but v'sheva shekovshu minolim, how do we know it still took 7 years to divide up Eretz Yisrael? See, boy, you say, one, I can answer you, midi sheva shekovshu, since it took 7 years to capture it, sheva nami shekovshu, so far it also took 7 years to divide it up. See, boy, same, if you want, also I could tell you, that midi lo mishkachas lo, v'yab esrei shana, achar ashuk seir. So the kids who did the pasuk in Yecheskel, and the only way you'll be able to explain this pasuk to say, that after 14 years, that's when the city was hooked, so they started to fight against the city, so it's only shaykh to explain it, it will have the cheshbin that there were 7 years of dividing up Eretz Yisrael. Then it says in the place to that, Oyo Moyed Shebenoi V'Givoin, how long was it? Chamisha Mesheva, 57 years. Minolan, how do we know this? The Pesuk says, V'ayihi Ki Yeskiru Es Aron Elokim, when they mention the word of the Aron Elokim to Eli, or the Torah we learned, Kishemeis Eli, when Eli died, Kishemeis Eli Akoyin, Chorv HaShiloi, that's when Shiloi was Chorav. Ubol LaNoiv, that's when they came into Noiv. They came into Noiv when Eli was Meis. Now, Kishemeis Shmuel HaRamosi, when Shmuel HaRamosi was Nifter, Chorv HaNoiv, that's when Noiv was Chorav. Ubol LaGivon, then they came to Givon. It says, V'yihi Miyoyim, Sheva Asarim, Bekiras Yorim, V'yivu HaYom V'yi Esrim Shona, Vayeneu Kobes Yisrael, Achri Hashem. So it says 20 years later. So again, seeing the Esrim Shona, how were these 20 years made up? Esrim Shona, 10 years of this was Shemolach Shmuel B'Yatzmai, that Shmuel was a melech by himself.
for Shona 1 year Shemolach Shmuel b'Shol together, Ushtayim Shemolach Shol, and 2 years that Shol was the king, for Sheva the David, and 7 years that David was the Melech. The Chassidut says, V'hayomim ha-Shemolach David al-Yisrael, how long was David the king over Klal Yisrael? Mem Shona v'Chevron.